And if it hasn't rained for, oh, 3-4 weeks.
You've had a drought.
Drought.
D-R-O-U-G-T.
And you say, well, it hasn't rained for quite...
You say quite a long time. It hadn't rained for several months. It hadn't rained.
A day like this, you would, just in conversation, describe as a...
They call this a good day, a sunny day, or a good day.
And if you look up at the stormy sky and you say, I don't like the looks of those black...
Oh, Mr. used to do that. He called them fish tails.
Is that right?
Fish tails. And something else. I don't know what else. Fish tails and some kind of scales. I don't know what. Fish tails and some kind of scale I've gotten. And he said, they're going to be bad weather coming. I tell you right now, look at those fish tails and some kind of scales I've gotten. Kind of scales.
And if it's been real fair and no clouds and then the clouds come, what do you say? The weather is
changing.
And if the weather has, if it's been stormy, and you see some blue in the west, you say, well, I think it's going to
clear.
And how about the wind? If it's calm and it starts, see the tree, the leaves start to shake, you say, well, I think the wind is
rising. And the gentle zephyrs are blowing from the west.
Okay, and if they were gentle zephyrs were not so gentle and they're kind of calming down, what would you say?
The wind, it's getting to be turbulent. It's really going to be stormy.
And then the other way, it's been real stormy.
And it's calming down. It's clearing up.
Different ways of referring.
Settling. The storm is settled.
To,
did you ever read, I always liked to look at a storm. Did you ever, let me see. Who was that person that wrote about the storm in the trees in the wilderness and how the trees would bend? And he climbed up in a tree. And he was in, I can't think of his name. He was in the tree and let the terrible storm just carried over and over so he could write about it. And on our house up there, my daddy liked to look at a storm. And I never was scared of a storm either. My husband was. And I'd go sit on the front porch with him while it was lightning and thundering and storming. And my mother would get the, all the kids in there and put them to bed, get them on bed. She'd think they wouldn't get hurt. And I wouldn't go. I was stubborn. Now, that you asked for that word a while ago. And now I've said it. Stubborn. I was stubborn. And I'd sit out there with him, and he'd say, she come out there and she said, Carrie, get your assistance. And she said, just leave her right alone. She wants to stay out here with me and look at that storm, let her stay. And I wouldn't go.
Well, you never became scared of them.
Never did, but my daughter was in a tornado, a cyclone too, over at Baldwin, and she is. And I guess if you ever were, you would be. And her school was torn away, and the whole town's torn up. Tupelo was too. And the people were killed all far and near, just carried away. Just, and Tuckalofa down right from Water Valley was too.